Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody back to Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM, the soul in sports. Welcome to the best in the world. That's right, y'all. BDSIR Networks presented by Fox Sports Soul in Sports. People, I am your host, Mike Knox, and indeed it is a pleasure to be before you today as we are on the road to WrestleMania, people. 347-637-3859 is number to call in. Get in where you fit in, because people, simply, I wear my heart on my sleeve and I wear it like this. But first, the particulars. You already got the number. Now follow me on Twitter, Instagram, social media, wherever, and it's sold, which is absolutely free, at Mike Knox. And any people, I spell that with three X's. Because like the road to WrestleMania, we will be, and I am, hardcore. People, also follow the station, giving you the identification at 1340 AM Fox Sports, and also on Instagram, Twitter, you know, all that other nonsense as well. And also download the podcast, wherever podcasts are sold. We got over 2,000 episodes, and we still on a roll. So get in with the soul in sports, where barbershop talk does meet radio, people. We all know what happened in the barbershop. Stay in the barbershop. Is this not the barbershop? Is this not the barbershop? Come on, tell me, is this not the barbershop, people?
Is it the barbershop? Is it the barbershop? I mean, we can't talk straight in the barbershop. Then where can we talk straight? We can't talk straight nowhere else. You know, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation. That's all right. Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
And it's like that, and that's the way it is, people. All right, listen, get it in where you're fitting. Like I said, listen, I wear my heart on my sleeve, people. Now, wear it this way, because this is the best and worst of the weekend. Truly, we've had a lot of things to talk about. We didn't come before you last Friday as I was hosting, or not hosting, but participating in some of the Pro Bowl festivities, if you will. Took my family out there. What a great experience. It was cold. It's been cold here in Florida. And because of that, today I want to talk to you people about, should the Pro Bowl be canceled? Do we still need a Pro Bowl? And as much as I love it here in Orlando, it's still the East Coast, right? It rained 2 years in a row. It never rained in Hawaii. Take it back to Hawaii. I love it being here, Orlando. I get to go, but take it back to Hawaii. Let's talk about it. 347-637-3859. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, you heard how I started off the show. You heard it. I mean, come on, people. You've been with me on BDSAR Radio Network with a total network shows of 2,000-plus shows. Okay, so you know that I have a wrestling mentality. It's my first love. Okay, and the road to WrestleMania last night was a long one. It was a very long one, which I, you know, honestly, in my review, go to youtube.com/thegamev1 to see that on my Facebook page. Also, Facebook, The Soul in Sports is also on The Soul in Sports page as well. You'll know my review about the Royal Rumble and how I feel about it. But overall, the right people won. That's for sure. And having Seth Rollins that I predicted is also Becky Lynch, excuse me, if you will, so to speak, as I predicted. Not a hard prediction either. Not one of the ones that be like, oh, I told you so predictions. It's pretty much was probably, I would say, the overwhelming consistency. Of who was going to run the Rumble. You want to see people like maybe Drew get a chance, or, you know, you heard rumblings of maybe a Sting popping up and he's finally healthy. But all that took place last night. So tonight we got to talk about the fallout of money of the Royal Rumble. We already got notification that the Elimination Chamber qualifying match is beginning tonight on Raw for the women's tag team titles. But who does Becky Lynch challenge? Let's talk about it. Let's be about it. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, boxing this weekend, people. Boxing. We had the return of one Keith Lights Out Thurman, who had a auspicious return, if you will, so to speak, or not if you will, so to speak, but damn it, against Josito Lopez, who really came to fight. And then he challenges Pacquiao? Like, really? Pacquiao just had an uninspiring victory against a guy, in my opinion, that should not be boxing anymore, in Adrian Broner, which he will, because his mouth will get him into a fight. Broner, who... Pacquiao had a reason being in there with somebody who should have the talent. The talent, I said. Not the brains. The talent of one Adrian Broner. You know, I used to be worried if I said his name wrong. I'm not worried any longer. Yeah, I'm from the hood, yo, Cincinnati, 25th Street. Well, you know, I'm not asking to die or nothing. I love where I live and I love my family. I'm just saying, you ain't doing it for the hood. That's for sure. How much of that hood chicken did you go buy for the hood, Adrian Broner? That's the question I want to know. But also, we'll talk about that as I wear my heart on my sleeve. I have to start off with what I need to start off with. And that's the rumor that came out this morning. Breaking news everywhere. Anthony Davis wants out of New Orleans. 347-637-3859 is the number to call in. Anthony Davis wants out of New Orleans. Is that, I mean, wouldn't you want out of New Orleans? I know I would want out of New Orleans. I went to New Orleans, and I wanted to leave. So I'm just saying. I'm just being honest, okay? I'm just being honest. Don't get mad at me. It's what it is. It's barbershop talk, okay? What is it? Where else can we talk? It's true. Love the food. Love the food. Had a great time in New Orleans. Just wouldn't want to live there. Does that make it sound better? Just wouldn't want to live there. So, we know a couple months back that he signed, that's talking about Anthony Davis, with Chris Paul and, you know, LeBron James management, so to speak, you know. Okay, well, how come this isn't collusion? Talk about that also, right? So, we heard from our own Fox Sports Colin Cowherd weeks ago, watch Anthony Davis to the Lakers. And Colin does not just It's really a like Colin or, that, or you don't like Colin. I'm not Colin's biggest fan, or I'm not one of Colin's biggest fans, although I listen to him quite often. That makes any sense. I'm not a big personality fan and even agree with someone of the likes of ESPN's Will Cain. But when they talk, I listen because they pose things that most people don't think they would pose. And that makes you think about things. Not like Nick Wright of Fox Sports also that just blurts things about LeBron and why he's so much the GOAT more than Michael. That's debatable, but never debatable in my world. But when you knew this was happening, you knew that this was something, for a fact, might be coming true. As Laker Nation would like to hear you say, absolutely. But how is this wrong? How is it wrong? How is it right? Let's talk about Anthony Davis to the Lakers. Now, the rumors out there that if this is to happen, if this trade is to happen, the Lakers would have to give up Kyle. They would have to give up LeVar or Ball, right? Lonzo, sorry. And you would have to give up Ingram. Or, and the picks, by the way, or everybody else, but they keep Kuzma, the Lakers will, and they give up the other guy who, Kozlov or whatever his name is. But in other news, Thon Maker wants out of Milwaukee. I mean, he does, I'm just saying. It's come out that Thon Maker wants out of there as well. Welcome to the program, live from the DMV. We know his black ass got some ID because he's driving on the highway home from work. Joining the program, Urban Sports Scene Zone. Redskins Earthing reporter here at Fox Sports 1340 AM and Fox Sports 96.9 FM. Wale, what's going on?
What's up, man? You stay messing up everything, that everything thing. I die laughing. When you try to say it, I die laughing. Because I can tell you're trying to say it right, and I like die laughing.
I don't have the Baltimore accent you guys possess. It's not that big. You're not a Baltimorean, but you're close enough. So you hear it enough that, like, it took me years. And I still didn't hear it. Like, I heard it in Snoop on the Wire because Snoop on the Wire tried. And then my very good friend of the program, Belt King, Mo_Eaton on Twitter, I hear it in him every time he talks. But other than that, I don't hear it all the time. My wife always hears it from the accent from the Baltimores. I don't get it. You're close to it. But anyway, how you doing, man?
We don't have wait. Did you say Baltimore accent? Yeah. We don't even have a B-more accent. We're totally different.
I know. Because you're not part of the DMV. I know.
No, what? I'm not going to do that to them. The DMV does not include Baltimore, but B-more. We love B-more, though. I love B-more.
There you
go. I got love
there you go.
I'm right. Orioles fan.
You're not one of those. Right. You're an Orioles fan, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. But yeah, I'm here. What's good? What's going on, man? I'm in the building early. Dipset.
Dipset, wow, Dipset. It just said Dipset. They had a reunion album, the way. I wasn't a big fan of it. That's just me personally. Now I hear G Unit wants to get back together also. You know what I mean? And shout out to my man Dice Man, who thinks that G Unit in its inception is the best group of all of them. That's what he said to me. He was drinking that night, so I'll give him a benefit of the doubt and kind of revisit that because even my wife wrote up. Because I personally say it ends automatically with The Firm because you have Nas and AZ. Over.
Oh,
that's just me.
I mean,
that's just me.
I'm a Rough Rider dude, man. I
and my wife brought on Rough Riders. Like, how you bypass Rough Riders? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think
it
was more
riders.
The thing he was hating on Deluxe more than anything, which I personally am not a fan of the original mumble rapper of all time, and that's Lloyd Banks. I'm not a fan.
I guess. Okay.
I don't like Banks. People say Banks has bars. All I hear is mumble mouth. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying that's just me. That's just me. But you're a Laker fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a Laker fan. Anthony Davis to the Lakers. We know you want it. What are you hearing from your sources?
Man, I hear that Kuzma, I mean, not trying to trade Kuzma. I know Lonzo's definitely in the trade. I feel bad for Lonzo. Mm-hmm. He started to play good ball. And Ingram. I know Ingram is expendable.
Ingram can go. I thought he was going to be the next KD.
They all can go, to be honest with you. Bring an AD. Like, keep it a buck. I mean, you get an
AD. Keep it a buck. Keep it a buck, your words work. Keep it a buck.
New Orleans. Yeah, exactly. If New Orleans wants all three, they get all three. Like, see how you going to fight. Like, how you would fight that anyway. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about Anthony Davis. Look at the stats. Look at the stat line. I mean, it is what it is. And I think everybody gets concerned about playing with LeBron. If you watch Anthony Davis in Kentucky. The dude sacrificed his game in Kentucky. He's used to that. He's used to playing with certain talent. He's never had
bring
an issue.
That up.
He never. He doesn't.
Wait a.
Yeah, he's
up.
Not that. Yeah, he's not that kind of dude. Like, he's not built that way. Like, he, truth be told, he's about winning. He wants to win. Yeah, but everybody wants their, you know, their time to shine. But he wants to win. So,
okay, blind tag.
Go ahead.
Okay, let's put a quarter in the meter, not a nickel, a quarter. I want to get us back to where you are right now, and that's him wanting to win, and you're about to say something about him going to LeBron. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Is that really winning now to go to L.A.? Because I don't think so. And, but let me rephrase that. That's because that's very wrong what I just said. Because I think LeBron, I said this before, okay? He is the greatest player to ever play basketball next to Michael Jordan, in my opinion. We all waver, but to me, he's the second greatest of all time. And I think wherever LeBron goes, this is why I had them pegged to be the second seed in the West before LeBron got hurt, of course, which we've never done, okay? It's because I think LeBron brings 20 to 30 wins by himself. Okay.
Agreed.
And so add Anthony Davis, who by himself, essentially, right, has guided New Orleans to the playoffs in so many words as well. So you have someone who can stick Kevin Durant. Then you have LeBron who can stick anybody else but Kevin Durant, right, for what it's worth. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody can stick
LeBron
KD,
can't
but I think.
Defense. LeBron can't play defense. LeBron's not a good defender like he used to be. So a lot of people can check out and give LeBron some business.
But
yeah.
But I think Anthony Davis can pose a bigger issue for KD. So we're talking about winning now. Maybe – I said pose a bit more besides obviously, you know, Kawhi. But we're talking in the West, right? In the West, I don't think poses a threat to Durant.
To me, the argument about – like, all right, so if you want – this is my opinion. If you want – if you're really concerned about Golden State in terms of matching up, then you probably, and this is, I mean, and again, we talked about Ingram. You probably want to keep Ingram, not because Ingram is like an all-world baller. I'm not saying that he is, because Ingram does some things he's doing things I like, and he's doing things I don't like.
He's hanging with Sam Perkins too much. Tell me he doesn't look like he's always high.
Oh, my God, that's a good one, because it's the truth.
He always looks like he's high.
I talk about this all the time. But what Ingram brings to the table, if you watch the Christmas game, no one can stop Kevin Durant. So let's put that out there. No one can stop
right
Kevin
there.
Durant.
Like, no one.
No one. But seven if you want to see a guy that can bother his shot, like bother, like, I mean, like contest his shot, and you're like, oh, that's solid defense, then Ingram is a guy that you would say, you know what?
Mm-hmm. Over AD?
Well, no. Yeah. Because AD, if you watch Kevin Durant get ISO on AD, it's a little different.
Uh-huh.
Like, he can get to a spot easy. But it's what Ingram brings to the table.
I got to pay more attention to it.
You know,
I mean, they've battled each other in the playoffs a few times.
Yeah. Ingram is a guy that can move sideline, I mean, laterally, you know, because he's basically a guard because he's so skinny. He's basically a guard with height. You know what I mean? Like, is he as explosive as Kevin Durant? No, but he can bother his shot. So if Kevin Durant crosses up and goes right, Ingram can kind of get himself together to contest the shot better than AD, because AD still has size on him, which hurts his lateral quickness at times. But AD is a great defender. I'm not saying that he couldn't bother Kevin Durant, but Ingram can bother his shot a little bit more because of his lateral quickness.
No, what do you now?
Again,
let's flip the coin.
They all score.
Go
buckets.
Ahead.
They all get buckets on them.
They all get buckets.
Don't get twisted. Like they all get buckets on them. But yeah,
is going to LA the best to win now? And why will the Pelicans just deal him? Why
AD?
Is it just assumed? Yeah, why is it just assumed, right, that it's automatically L.A., right? Why do we assume L.A.? Why do we assume that it's automatically that's the best situation? I think, you know, I get not wanting to be in New Orleans.
It's not the best situation.
Right.
It's not the best situation. It's just where he wants to go. It's not the best situation. His best situation, for both parties, to be real with you, is New Orleans. Mm-hmm. It's going to Boston. Mm-hmm. Like, that's his best situation.
Why Boston?
Because Boston has the talent to, you know, they have the talent to give. You know what I mean? If you really the talent to give, and also they have a culture within the coaching staff.
But all rooms have Kyrie leaving. Does
Kyrie
leave to get an AD?
Well, he said before the season started, he said he wasn't going to leave. But at a particular juncture of the season, he said, "I'm staying. I'm dying to back up."
Kyrie's leaving. It's just too much smoke to him.
If you change, if you give him AD, that changes.
Right.
Like, I don't care if anybody changes.
Okay.
You're giving him a guy.
Let me ask you. How does it change if he doesn't want? He's always said he wants to be the man. AD comes to town. He's not the man.
But no. See, that's the thing I touched. What did I just tell you about AD? What did I just tell you? That Kentucky AD. AD is a guy about winning. AD ain't a dude that everybody
else. He's not in the front of the camera guy. You're right.
No,
you're right.
He's not. You know why? Because look at AD. Look at AD now, right? He gives you monster numbers. But do you see him promoting stuff like that, though?
Never.
Like, he's giving you 20. You know what I'm saying? He's giving you.
I just think the fact the way he talks. The way he talks is not entertaining enough. So that helps.
But he's a chill dude, though.
He's
a chill dude. Because he can art plus for real, he can market the unibrow. I'm gonna be real with you. He can market the whole unibrow.
He absolutely
don't care for it. Like, he just, you know what I mean? He is about winning.
So what is this about where they're saying if he was to go to Boston, it could not be this year? What is that all about?
Yeah.
Explain that to the people.
Everybody, this is the thing. Everybody, you got to fill it out. Everybody knows. Has an idea that he wants to go to L.A., right? Let's be real. Like, he has an idea he wants to go to L.A. And he's still under contract. Like, this whole thing that if Boston and L.A. are confident that those are two teams that they feel like he can go to, why even? You can wait it out and see the market for what it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can wait it out and see what the market really is. You don't have to make the play now. And New Orleans isn't in a rush to trade him anyway. They even said it. Like, they came out and said, we're not in a rush. Like, we're going to wait this thing out. You know what I mean?
But I think that's a smokescreen because I would have to agree in the fact of they know what's going on. If this man does not want to be there, listen, look what happened with the NFC Championship game. New Orleans is taking another hit. You know what I mean? Like, the fans are going to tell him, now you don't want to be here, and all this stuff is going to come out. So I think it's going to turn maybe not an eternal problem the way that it turned with Minnesota with Jimmy Butler, because, like you just said, that's not AD's style. He will ride this quietly and be professional about it. That's one thing you have to like about Anthony Davis. He's not one of these young guys that has to be that way, kind of Paul George-ish in a way, you know what I mean, who doesn't get credit for what he did. But and to me right now, the true MVP of the league right now is Paul George. But I want to see him, and this is me. Obviously, it's not going to happen. I knew his contract was going to not re-up. I said, 2020, can he go home, right? And then I looked at it, and I said, damn it. Anytime you hear L.A. in a conversation, this is coming from me, okay? Love L.A. I know the cities. I know all four major cities, Philadelphia, Chicago, New York, and L.A. There's no bigger four cities and markets than the four cities. I'm choosing Philadelphia. I mean, I'm choosing Los Angeles over every single city if I had an option. Every single season is what I'm going to L.A.
But you know what about that? I was having this conversation with somebody else like yesterday. I don't know about it. It's every day. We're just talking about this whole thing of people fixating on where they're going to play at. Because now it doesn't matter. Nowadays, it really doesn't matter. Like, you're going to be. What I mean by that is you're not even living in that area during the season, for real, because you're on the road, right? Every once in a while, you're probably at home. You spend most of your time in the city. So where you're at in the summer really dictates where you live at, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so if AD wanted to live in L.A., he can live in L.A. in the summer. It's not like a big deal. Like, he can play for
But it is a big deal. It's L.A. Half the season's at home. Half your season at home.
Though.
I don't listen.
No, I get you.
That's Russ. I don't want to spend half my time. And Russ is one of the players who does promote himself, okay? So I don't get why he's in OKC.
I'm staying in New Orleans.
The whole town. I'm sorry, New Orleans. This is no disrespect to the people of the city, okay? It really isn't. But it's a gloomy town. It's like a cloud of depression over the city of New Orleans. It really is.
I've never been to New Orleans,
really
so I can't tell. I can't tell y'all. Like, I can't tell you. I've never been to New Orleans, so I can't tell you how it is.
This is no lie. This is absolutely no lie. I said this to you in private. I'm going to bring it to the air, okay? So only my closest friends know that I said this when I went to WrestleMania. The second I got off the plane, I said, damn, it stinks here. And this is not making fun of anything that happened. We know what happened with all the, you know, travesty of Hurricane Katrina stuff. They did not clean that city well. You know what I'm saying? Like, America forgot about New Orleans, and the city is a dump as far as the waste and the smell. It's like it's something you cannot clean up, and that's why, like, I'm being honest with you. Every time I see a business going to open, I go, why are you laughing at me? 302, my man, Nice Man, calling in. I'm not flying. I'm being honest.
You're flying. Dice, man, you're flying. I know, yeah.
96.9 FM, you're alive. What's going on, Dice?
What's going on, man? How's everybody doing tonight?
We all right.
It's great, man.
I'm not
my man frying New Orleans, man. He's frying the NO right now, man. No limit right now, rolling over their grave, man. Cash Money's rolling over their grave.
Listen, the AD thing, man, I went ballistic when I got to work this morning. I had about 5 notifications about the AD thing. And immediately, I didn't even start work for a whole hour because I was doing so much research on the possibilities of what he could, where he can go to, and what teams could give up. And mm-hmm. going with the Boston thing, Boston just doesn't have the assets simply because those assets, like 2 or 3 of those assets that are on like rookie contracts, they can't be traded. They can't be traded
right.
until the summertime.
Something like that. Right.
Yeah.
That's what's a rich in Houston's plans. And I don't think that – well, the thing about it is AD can't sign off on any trade. It doesn't matter where he wants to go. He can't sign off on a trade. So if I was New Orleans, I'd send him – like, you know, like I'm going to send him to somebody – I'm going to send him to a bottom feeder. I don't care where you want to go if you want to play for a winner.
A bottom feeder, regardless – I mean, AD's not going to sign off on a trade. I totally agree. But the bottom feeder won't give up assets if they know they can't re-sign him. You know you dig what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to lose, like, a kid, like a talented dude. Because they're not going to do it for a talented dude. Yeah, they're not going to do that for somebody know that's on a rental that's not going to re-sign back. So any team – so what it's like, this is why AD does have pull. Like, he does have pull in the situation.
Let me ask you both this.
They take that risk like a Toronto Raptors. They took the risk of Kawhi. That's a risk. And Kawhi basically –
well,
like,
I disagree. I think the Sixers took the biggest chance. And I said that from the beginning. They gave up 2 starters, no matter how you view it, okay? And they had a core, a little help coming in maybe, but they had a core that was working last year. What they gave up with Jimmy Butler, Jimmy's not staying in Philadelphia as long as Brett Brown's coach.
But Jimmy was like, well, I'm not saying, but Jimmy said there's a possibility that Jimmy was going to stay. Like, Jimmy is open to staying in Philly. Kawhi ain't really open to staying in Toronto. They could stay whatever, but Kawhi ain't open. So
Kawhi, you losing DeRozan,
an all-star for nothing.
Right.
Like, basically, you're all in for this year. Because if you don't make the championship, you don't win the championship, you're going to be in a bad team. That means all them dudes, Kyle Lowry's going to be asking to be traded. All
this is why I have a problem.
Are going to be out.
But this is why I have a problem with today's NBA. Like, I think it's and I know on one hand, for whatever reason, this is just my mind, right? When it comes to sports, I'm always the logo. I'm never, ever going to be the player. I understand the player. I get what the player does. I love the player. Without the player, the logo is just a logo. But no matter what, I still ride with the team. And I say all that to say I understood what Boston did when they formed the original Big Three. These players have too much control today. And it's one thing to be like, he can almost say either Lakers or nothing. And that way, it's the truth. Because come in a year, I've been here. I work hard for the next year and a half. But it's just the next year and a half. So I am going to take a risk on that year and a half to not have him go to L.A., to try him in New York, to try him in Chicago, to try him in Orlando, to try him in Atlanta, to give some other team an opportunity to try him for a year and a half. Go ahead, Dyke. I would try him.
If you're trading for AD, you're getting AD for an 18 month rental. I feel like that's enough time for you to put into his mind and to have him consider, you know, re-signing with your team. And more so, who doesn't want, you know, Zion, the chance to get Zion? If you're the Lakers and you give up a number one draft pick, I don't think there's a chance that you even have a shot at Zion. So I think honestly, the best thing for New Orleans as a organization, what they do,
how about you get
you
Zion?
Need to trade.
Wow. How about that?
You need to trade AD to the East. You need to trade AD to the East because the East is horrible. It also works in AD's favor because AD goes to the East. He is now the best player in the East. I don't care about Antetokounmpo. He's not better than AD.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Flying tag. People just don't know my man Dice Man here. just to let you know, he hates Anka Tatupo and he hates Joel Embiid. He says Joel Embiid is overrated. Just let people know, paint the picture out there listening. Fox Sports Radio 347-637-3859. Don't let this man fool you, although I agree Anthony Davis still will be the best player in the East. Okay, even more than Kawhi.
He's arguably a top five talent in the NBA as a whole, and he probably the best big man when healthy. I mean, you could argue Joel Embiid, but, you know, at the same time, he becomes the biggest. That Eastern Conference would run through him as long as the team can put, you know, good pieces around him.
Right,
he needs another
right.
star.
What
he
about
needs
Charlotte?
Another star. And
what about Charlotte?
If he could go to Charlotte with Kemba, that is disgusting. That is disgusting. If Jordan can get the right complimentary pieces around.
Is he signed to Jordan Brand? Find it out for me, King Vaughn Jr., please. Is Anthony Davis signed with Jordan, or is he with Adidas? Well, he's with Nike. He's a Chicago kid. Everybody can't do what Derrick Rose did and go to Adidas. It's just blasphemous. Sorry. It is. You can't. Look, I'm the day at work, all right, at my real job. So I had a coworker from Chicago, right? I know these kids is brainwashed today. He's like 25 years old. From Chicago. Saying LeBron was better than Mike. I told him he was a sports terrorist and he was no longer welcome in the city. At all. Okay? It's just not time for that. That's just nonsense and baloney. And we all know I can't stand baloney. Okay? But no, let's get back on topic now. Anthony Davis, Lakers, Boston, anywhere else. I want to hear from you guys out there. Get at my man King Vaughn Jr. on Twitter. Dice Man says anybody in the East. What you got to say about this one, Wally? Because I'm agreeing with him. I'm not trading Anthony Davis to the Lakers because that's what he wants. And the fact that that's what I'm hearing that he wants on purpose, I'm not trading him there.
Well, he's gonna get what
he
wants. I mean,
he's with
it's the business. He's gonna get what he wants. He's gonna get what he's gonna get something close. He's gonna get where he wants to go. It may not. He's gonna get what he wants. I mean, because at the end of the day, he's still a bargaining chip because somebody's going to talk to him within these teams. They're going to try to measure where he wants to go. I mean, if he's willing to stay there or not, you know, depending on the team. If it's a team that's ascending, like a team that's ascending, then yeah, you have an opportunity to change his mind. Just like Russ and Paul George.
I want his ass in Chicago. In Chicago. Send his ass home.
I'll say this about Chicago. They got a lot of interesting young chips, though. I will say that. If they were willing to blow it all up for a rental, they got some young chips that you can, you know, if I was New Orleans, I would definitely think
that's
about
not winning now. But that's not winning now for AD, though, right?
Yeah, it's not winning now for AD. So, again, it's going to have
okay.
to be
so
if Chicago wants to make that
in-
move.
It's also coming in from the Sports Authority's own Corey G, Lifetimer of Chicago, my hometown, says AD has said he doesn't want to play here. But I've also said if I'm from Chicago, and I said this openly everywhere too, no one wants to play in Chicago, being from there or not. It's just it's too much. It's too much. Like L.A. is L.A. You have the Lakers were the Lakers. They were who they are. It's not just Magic. It's Magic, Kareem, Kobe, Shaq. It's a list of people, right? That's Boston. Mm-hmm. It's not just. You know, Chicago's just Michael. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, yeah, there goes Scotty. But that's it. He did have the city lit. Look at the city ultimately did to him, to be honest. You know what I mean? In my mind, in certain instances, they kind of had turned their backs on him a little bit. You could cheer him when he came home if you want to. But I hated Thibodeau for that. I thought Dang Negro was the guy for Chicago personally, but I'm assuming and guessing I was wrong in that realm. Dice Man, if you want to hold around as I table the NBA conversation with Anthony Davis right now, 347-637-3859. I will talk about the Royal Rumble momentarily also. Please tell me you saw it last night, Wally. Tell me you saw it last night, because we're going to talk about the Royal Rumble today. You better have seen the Royal Rumble, Wally.
Nah, I ain't see it. I'm being honest, I didn't.
How do you call yourself a pseudo-wrestling fan who comes on a talk show that talks wrestling? You know we talk wrestling on Mondays, especially after
man,
the
Sunday.
Big year.
Life is a beast, man. I'm going to put it that way. Life's a beast.
Then you die. That's why you double up. Okay, I'm just saying, avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. That's some great advice. Okay, all right, but I don't want to see Anthony Davis. Nobody wants to go to Chicago, but I don't want to see him in L.A. No matter how bad he wants to go there, no matter how much I like it, if it happens, when it happens, it's going to be great to see. It's going to happen. It is. The one thing I do give Colin Coward credit for is that when he said some things like this a long time in advance, it seems to happen. You know what I mean?
They said LeBron's come to L.A., it happened. They said LeBron's come to L.A., it happened.
Yeah. Well,
they said Anthony Davis for a minute, though. They said the Anthony Davis thing for a minute.
That's been going on for about two years. It's been Anthony Davis, because he signed that last contract, the Lakers almost missed out on it. They said, okay, we got you. We're going to get you back.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Does this table the other D conversation? So now you're going to get AD, perhaps. Does that mean you don't get KD? Or do you get KD, AD, and LeBron? Then at that point, I quit watching the game.
After he made the comment, you knew it already. He didn't want to play with LeBron.
Right.
I told you what he wanted to do, though. I told you what he wanted to do, what he's trying to do. He's trying to go to the Clippers, and he's trying to get Kawhi with him. That's what he's trying to do. That's what he's trying to do.
I said the Clippers a while ago myself. I did say the Clippers.
That's without. And he's trying to get Kawhi. That's why he interjected himself in that Kawhi stuff. He wanted to get Kawhi in the Clippers with him. That's what he wanted to do. Because, you know, Kawhi's an L.A. boy. Kawhi wants to go to L.A. And he knows if he goes to the Clippers with Kawhi, he can build his own little thing rather than everybody having that narrative about him and Golden State. If he goes to the Clippers and brings to the Clippers the championship with Kawhi, the narrative changes. That's what
Kevin Durant and Anthony Davis, and I bring Dice back in for this one because I know he's a basketball head as well. If we can switch the table over to boxing for a second. I want to give his opinion on that. Can you see Kevin Durant and the baby Raptor right now, Kawhi Leonard? I think that might be the best two-punch in basketball, even more than LeBron and KD. I mean, and AD, to be honest. I really do think that.
It's such a – that combination right there is just – it's awkwardly weird to me just because, like, KD plays like a guard. He plays like a guard in a big man's body, and, you know, Kawhi is already, you know, a small forward. So would that space, like, they're kind of the same player, essentially. So would that even be able to work? I feel like Kawhi needs to go to where a big man who plays in the box, he wants a big guy like that. Think about the success that he had winning the championship with the Spurs. There was a big front court, you know, and he needs that. He just needs a point guard that can facilitate, and he needs two big guys that can bang down low. But I think KD goes to the East as well. I don't think that he wants – I think that KD would rather go against LeBron, like the possibility of going against LeBron in a finals again on opposite sides of the coast rather than stopping him from getting to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this much about Kawhi.
He loves, I've heard this for a while. He loves L.A. Like, not just like.
Who doesn't?
Loves L.A.
Who doesn't?
No. He stated from a family member, he said that he's been thirsting to play in L.A.
I had a family member a few times in the barbershops. Uncle C said he might have came to the Washington Wizards. Remember that conversation?
I told his family members that he's not coming in. This particular, he said he's not coming to LA. I mean, coming to the Washington. Excuse me, Washington. He told and he was correct. He said everybody kept trying to blast that DC, KDDC was like nah.
Yeah.
He was like nah.
You said that. And I ran with it.
Exactly.
Not, everybody,
yeah.
Wasn't happening.
It's not far-fetched. It's not far-fetched. But if you go through the history of what KD does, so what he does is, like, he'll big up a team before he starts to, you know, before he starts to kind of consider them. So remember beforehand, he went to the Warriors, he kind of, you know, the places that we thought that he was going to go, that he was going to consider, he kind of, you know, he talked them up a little bit. And, you know, the big market guys were really in the conversation at first, but then slowly as the time came to it, he didn't really speak them up anymore. And remember, like, he didn't even give the Knicks a chance because of Phil Jackson. Like, he didn't even give them a chance. He met with other teams.
Phil Jackson is the greatest coach in the history of the NBA.
And the worst,
but he was already, so to get to that, though, he was already
ha!
West Coast. Said
Michael
I'm going to be honest
heard
with
you.
He was already on his West Coast tip. He wasn't doing the East Coast. He like, to be real with you, Draymond Jai got him because he wasn't, like, that team, he wasn't going to go to the Golden State, so Draymond got him. Like, Draymond got him, for real. And they really convinced him. Like, they did a good job. They did a real good job. I'm just saying, he wasn't, like, back then when we were going through that process, the Knicks, the Wizards, like, he wasn't really entertaining them dudes. Like, he really wasn't. Like, really wasn't.
Well, what I want to entertain now is the fact of two straight years here in Orlando, the Pro Bowl was in town. And two straight years, it rained. The Pro Bowl used to be a very glorious event you would watch on TV on a Sunday, you know, after the Super Bowl was over, because it was like, hey, at least it's football. And look, they're in Hawaii. You might find you some Samoan chick to look at and just be like, ooh, yeah, look, I want to go to Hawaii one day. Look at the fire. Look at the pageantry. And all of a sudden, they took it from Hawaii and put it in Orlando. Orlando's a nice place. Nice camping world stadium. A nice stadium. Not sure about the area around it. Why do cities choose to put stadiums in the worst neighborhoods? I would never understand that. Like, it does. It's like there's no parking there, anything like that. But they do have Disney, and they practice at Disney, and they have their Wild World of Sports events at Disney, and they had the celebrity game, flag football game. All the celebs were in town this past weekend. Orlando turned out big for the Pro Bowl. A lot of money was brought into the city. However, for the players and the fans to go out there and watch this game, we've said this before, it's the most unentertaining of all the All-Star games. We've talked before, should pro football even have an All-Star game, being the, you know, the danger of the sport? Like, when you watch football and you know they're not trying to hit somebody hard on purpose, it's not fun to watch. That's what made the Sean Taylor hit, may he rest in peace, so great. Like, yo, this dude at the Pro Bowl and don't care. That's what made it great. The Pro Bowl, should it get canceled, Wally? Because who's watching, or at least moved to another location? 2 years in a row it rains?
That's a good question. You know, it's funny because, I mean, I know I said this before on the show. Like, when I was younger, the Pro Bowl was hot. You know what I mean? Like, people cared. Like, they played. You know, they played. I mean, people weren't aggressive with hits, but they played with Deion, Barry Sanders, even Deion referenced. It was like, people don't compete no more. You got the best of the best in the world, and people don't compete. You know what I mean? So that's the thing. Like, everybody's gotten to this buddy system and whatnot. If you're going to play it that way, you know what I mean, and don't appreciate it, then don't play. My thing, too, they should have it after the Super Bowl. I think it would be better if they did it after the Super Bowl. Then you can get the participants who just won the Super Bowl, maybe want to participate in it. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to see Todd Gurley in the Pro Bowl. Like, he's not going to. You know what I mean? Like, or even like a team like obviously Kelce, you know, he was blown and they lost to the Patriots, so that's why he wasn't in it. But if you say give him 2 weeks after the Super Bowl, maybe he's like, all right, I'll play in the Pro Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like where it's at in conjunction to the Super Bowl. I don't like a week before the Super Bowl. I think they need to move it a couple weeks after the Super Bowl, like they used to have it, something like that. And I think it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. I think you'll have more people participate in the Super Bowl. I mean, in the Pro Bowl that you want to see.
You know what? I'm agree with you on that one. I do remember it'd be like 2 weeks after the Super Bowl used to be the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, 2 weeks after, yeah.
Yeah, so, and you would watch it, you would enjoy it. It was an unexpected game that would show up and be on. And it's just I love being there. But you know, I tell people all the time for the event that I go to, and you've done it, Wally. You've covered things here with us at Fox Sports. After the first, maybe second time of being around these stars, you know, you just look out, they're just regular people like you. They just got a job to go do. You just do your job, right? The novelty of being around them, it falls off very quickly. That's why you develop real, you know, if you're that kind of person anyway, you know, maybe camaraderie with some of the players because they realize you're not starstruck by them.
Yeah, exactly.
At least that's how I believe my team and how we handle it anyway. So outside of myself being there and even, you know, and my wife looks and goes, oh, I love watching you in this atmosphere and watching you work and get interviews. And for me, it's just, you know, something I do now. You know what I mean? I love to do it. It's cool to do it. But I wouldn't mind going to Hawaii. You know what I mean? Hey, program director Glenn Thomas, send me to Hawaii, bruh. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to go to the Pro Bowl in Hawaii. I do think the Pro Bowl should be moved back. Maybe not canceled, but it definitely should be moved back to being after the Super Bowl. Dice Man, you're still here. Pro Bowl, I'm not sure how you really feel about it, but should it be canceled? Should it be moved? How do you feel about the Pro Bowl? You still watching it? Do you give a damn? And he's gone. He was here, and he left. All right.
No. I'm here.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm here. My bad.
You're live on air.
I was talking. I had muted myself.
I know you muted yourself. That's why I kept talking, so you would think I was talking over you for a reason, to un-talk yourself. Go ahead, man. Pro Bowl.
I don't care for the Pro Bowl. I probably haven't watched the Pro Bowl in about 5 years. I mean, I like the fact to know that my team has Pro Bowl selections, but honestly, it's watered down flag football with pads on. Nobody wants to get hurt, and truthfully, like, it's a slap in the face to any real football fan, personally, because there's no real incentive to play for it anymore. You know, it's just give them a certificate of participation, and that's it. Basically, that's what you do. You know, it doesn't matter. I cannot see what the reasoning to have a Pro Bowl at this point in time is anymore, because the rules have gotten so soft. Players are scared to get hurt. They're playing at about 30%, you know, of full speed, and nobody wants to tackle.
Can't
it's just, you know,
way.
It's run out of bounds. It's just fall. Yeah, so Juju Smith-Schuster got hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could have really messed something up. So nobody really wants to take that risk and, you know, be out for the next season just because they're playing in an exhibition match that, you know, doesn't have any incentive on their team, on the league, like nothing. So just get rid of it. Do something else with, you know, all the revenue that you can get from the Pro Bowl. Like, I just don't see the need for it, honestly.
I definitely agree with that, not having a need for the Pro Bowl. Wally, what I do have to find a need for is where I believe, and, you know, we've been on this kick now since I've come to the network before coming to Fox Sports here at 1340 AM and Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM, this debate of boxing versus UFC, right? And for a while there, UFC did take the fight game back. But we always said, as boxing purists, that boxing was never dead. It's not like hip hop. Different conversation for a different show, although I believe hip hop is dead, although people tell me that I'm completely wrong. But hey, that's just me. The art of hip hop is dead, not hip hop itself. Just the art of hip hop is dead. It's like R&B music. They shouldn't even call it hip hop anymore. Like R&B music is not R&B music. It's now like neo soul. Right, so just change the category, and I'll be okay with it. Whatever it is you're making, that's fine. It's just not the hip hop I know. But that's how I feel about UFC and boxing. It's just boxing wasn't what it used to be, but it's starting to come back. Wally, Keith Thurman dug deep on Saturday night against Josito Lopez, who came to fight. My man Adam Kowalnik. Why you play? How you say his name? Kowalnik. I can't pronounce his god darn name. Beat Gerald Washington in his backyard in Brooklyn. This Polish guy just knocking people out. Boxing's back. Well, Wally, it is back on top. I think in the forefront.
Well, first of all, shout out to my man Antoine. He was on the card. Gary Antoine Russell, lightweight, did quick work, 2-round knockout. Boxing, I mean, you know, I've always said it, Mike, man, boxing has always been, you know, it's always been back to me. I think PBC has just made it even better. Al Heyman, props to him, definitely has done the damn thing in terms of marketing, getting opportunities to young boxers to be seen even on these cards, like with Keith Thurman. I will say this about that fight. I think, you know, Keith Thurman needs to have another tune-up fight. Because he's calling out, I mean, Pacquiao, and that Keith Thurman that I saw, Keith Thurman,
that one right there,
would get eight. Like that Keith Thurman would get eight. You know what I mean?
I wish Watts was here. I've always told y'all I'm not the biggest fan of Keith Thurman. Wally, Watts, the big Keith Thurman guy.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna keep it a buck. Like if I'm Manny, I'm looking for another payday, and I'm looking for an easy target, a guy who's gonna stay in front of me and not try to outbox me, you know, instead of looking at trying to go at Errol Spence and going at Mikey Garcia, Lomachenko.
He's going to get his ass whooped that way.
Crawford, like all them dudes. I'm not saying that, bro. But I'm saying you're not a Pacquiao fan. It's all good. You're not a Pacquiao fan. But what I'm saying is that if I'm Manny, though, like, right, And to add another notch in my belt, and we always talk about these young lines, these young gunners. Oh, I'm taking Thurman in a second. Thurman, you calling me? I'm running to Al Haymon. Like, I make that deal now. Like, right now. Like, right now.
Right now.
Like, I don't, like, make that be my next fight now. Like, right now. You call me, like, right now, because that's light work. I'm like, Floyd, we can wait. I tell, like, Floyd, we can wait on part two. Let me get this one in. Like, let me get this one in. Because that's going to add to my buzz. Like, this dude here going to add. Because, like, you saw it. Like, you, if you're going to stay in front of a boxer, like, without really trying to. If you're going to stay in front of a boxer, like, Pacquiao, right? You're just going to stay in front of him. Not moving, not trying to, not worried about angles or whatnot. Oh man, you eat that, you barbecue chicken. And if I'm, and if I'm Manny, I'm like, yo, yeah, let's make it happen. But if I'm Keith Thurman, for real, like, I'm taking another tune up fight, because for real, you're not ready for Spence. You ain't ready for Bud. You ain't ready for Mikey. Man, you may not even be ready for the dude that just beat. Oh my God, I'm having a moment. The
Which
dude
one?
That just throws rabbit punches all the time. Oh my God, what is this? I'm having a moment. Porter.
Yeah,
you
need,
sorry, Porter.
You're
not ready for
Porter.
You may
yeah.
not be ready for Porter.
I think Porter would hurt him because he's so unorthodox. I think
I agree.
But
who?
He ain't
no, I'm talking about
Right.
I'm talking about
Thurman.
Thurman.
Okay, yeah.
I'm talking about Thurman.
It's
he ain't ready for none of those
about
I'm talking about.
No,
I'm done with talking about Pacquiao. I'm just about – this Thurman.
Are you
done with
talking about Pacquiao?
Okay,
back to Thurman.
Because this segment was about –
I put the music on for you. You had such a hell of a take. I thought your take should have been with music. So I'm going to shut up. So you keep going. Thurman.
No, I'm just saying, like, you're not ready for them dudes right now, bro. That break, that layoff, like, you're not ready. Like Lopez – that should have been light work, man. He stayed in front of you and let you hit him. And you still, Like, you're not ready. Like, Earl will hurt you. Bud will hurt. I see why you scared of him. I ain't going to lie. I see why you scared of him. Because what you, because that effort
you
put.
Did you finally admit that? Oh, I wish Watts was here. Oh, I wish
like,
the 18 was
I'm
in
talking about,
no,
right
I've
always
now.
Said
Mama, hear that?
I said Bud talented. I ain't say Bud. I said Bud talented. They ain't fight nobody. But look, they ain't fight nobody.
Scared of Bud.
Yeah.
So now
but I'm
you
just saying, like,
the pound.
I'm telling you, Thurman.
Pound.
Nah, he ain't the pound. Nah, he ain't the pound for pound. You see that dude fight Mikey? You see that dude who ain't scared to fight Mikey? That's pound for pound.
I ain't scared.
Like them two dudes, right? Them two.
Hold on. Pause. Are you saying that Terrence Bud Crawford was scared? Or y'all about to fight that your boy talked about who has all the money who's pulling the string? You know how that goes.
Who?
I'm
going to tell you why. Let me tell you why this fight. I'm going to be real. I'm going to tell you why this fight that fight won't happen. Why? Bud need to drop your man. This is what Bud need to do. Bud need to drop your man, Bob Arum. He needs to drop Arum. You know what I'm saying? He need to drop him. Because Aaron Mays ain't about making fights with them other dudes. He ain't about that life. He ain't like Al Haymon. He ain't Al Haymon.
He
Al Haymon about that life. Exactly.
Like, but hold on.
So
but they're
Bud,
both still part of the
BBC. Tell you.
But they're both part of the PBC.
No. Who is Bud for? Who's Bud for?
No, I'm sorry. I'm wrong.
No, he's not.
No, hold on.
I know.
Is that that's the
no,
ESPN
Bud
brand.
Is Bud is part ESPN. Bud is with ESPN. He's doing that ESPN
thing,
Plus
right.
stuff. Yeah, he's not with PBC. So I'm telling you, if Bud wants, I'm just telling him.
But he's
Bud
had some fights in the PBC.
The fight,
that's what I'm saying.
Look, no, he hasn't. Like, Bud wants those fights. If he wants that PBC fight, if he wants them dudes on that side, he got to drop out. So it's up to Bud. Like, Bud got to know because Al got him. Like, it is what it is. Al got him. Like, Al is HBO right now. If you want to use a comparison, Al is HBO right now. You know what I'm saying? Bud is old school Showtime. So if Bud wanted, I'm clapping my hands. You know it's real. If Bud want that work, then he got to go out. If he don't want that work, he'll clap it. If your man don't want that work,
okay.
He's going to stay where he at. He's going to stay where he at.
Pound for pound.
Your pound for pound going to stay where he at. So Bud want to prove that he's pound for pound, he got to jump with Al. If he didn't jump with Al, he ain't pound for pound. If he ain't with Al, he ain't pound for pound. Use that round.
Right.
If he ain't with Al, he ain't pound for pound.
We gotta be proud because he's pound for pound because we know he's the one in town. I ain't a rapper, but here we go. Check out Joe Blow. Joselito Lopez should be easy work for Keith Thurman, and he didn't turn out to be. He put on a good fight.
It shouldn't be easy.
So that shows right there that there was rust that happened in there. And there's nothing wrong. And just pick it back a second back to my guy because I can't do it. Every time you pull me out, I try to get back in when you talk about Bud. But Bud is going to fight. You know, Mr. Amir Khan, that's a notch on the belt for some.
I'm gonna tell you this though, I like it though. I think
that he's gonna be a tough fight for him. It's easy work.
No, I like it, but no. I like it because Khan has weak chin. He has boxing skill, right?
I think that's a big conception. I'm sorry, y'all right there. I'm sorry.
I agree. I think everybody, it's not the worst.
What's
thing.
Your call?
Like, this is my thing.
What's his name in Philly? I'm sorry. Danny Garcia got lucky. He didn't punch him in the jaw. He punched him in his neck and it took up his equilibrium. That's how he won that fight. Yeah. Only one that really knocked him out was, what's the ball?
Canelo
really hurt. Canelo really hurt him.
But that's different, though. That's why I agree with you. That's Canelo. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, his chin ain't like the all world, right? Like, I fried Deontay Wilder. Like, he don't respond good to a nice punch, right? No, he don't respond to a punch.
He don't respond well to a punch.
All I'm going to tell you, he don't respond well to a punch. That's all I'm saying.
He don't go down.
Like, you know,
he don't go down.
Look, I respect that. I respect the gangster. I think he's tough. He's a tough dude. I don't want to talk about Deontay. He's a tough dude.
Right.
But he don't respond well.
So Khan,
when Khan get hit, it don't look right. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying he don't got it. I feel like the folks that knocked out Khan or put him down are guys with power. Like, everybody know Danny's overhand right is vicious, right? So it's not like Danny don't got it. Like, Danny got power. Like, don't get it twisted. Danny got power. Or the same thing with Canelo. That's power. Like, he got hit by a powerful dude. It's not like, say, Paulie Maggiano, like knocked him out. Ooh. Like, he pitter-patted. Like, Maharaja. And not like he knocked him out. If he knocked him out, it would have been like, oh, yeah, he's got a soft chin. You know what I mean? So I don't look at him like, you know what I'm saying, like his chin is like the worst in the world. But I will say this, though. If you do have power and you can't catch him, I mean, it's tailored for Terrence to get him, though. I ain't going to lie. It's tailored for Terrence to get him. Like, a Bud can get him. But I'm just saying, in terms of what the skills that Khan has, like, Khan can, you know, put some work, but he'll still lose. He put some work. I like this fight because I feel like this is the fight where I'm talking about. I want to see Bud against a real skilled boxer, and then we get to see one.
All right, well, we're going to see it. 347-637-3859. The lines are on fire. Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan. But when you have an office and you work out of a what do you call these things? Oh, cordless mouse, and you run out of batteries. What's on it all right now is that I ran out of batteries, and my rechargeable batteries aren't working right now. So right now, you're going to just hear from us too. But 347-637-3859 while I get this fixed. But I do want to talk about this real fast. And that's last night. And the fact that last night happened, and this dude right here, Wally Wow, didn't watch the Royal Rumble because he said it was
Don't worry about it. Y'all can school me. It's life, man. You know what I mean? I've been dealing with real life. But you know what? You can school me. Y'all can school me, though.
Well, that's the plan, son.
Yeah, exactly. Just school me. That's it. Just school me, brother. Hey, look, man. I like to be I saw that Seth Rollins won the Royal Rumble. I saw that Daniel Bryan beat AJ. You know what I mean? I heard, like, the man, right? She won the female Royal Rumble. You know what I mean? I know some of the results. School me to the game.
Okay.
Was it hip? Was the Royal Rumble hip?
Well, you sound like I feel like I'm the rapper's delight right now.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Was it lit? You know what I mean? Was it like, was the New Day rock?
No, the New Day definitely did not rock at all. Definitely, the New Day definitely did not rock.
Was it – all right, then, when we end the – all right, what about the Usos, you know what I'm saying? Were they on lockdown
Usos.
Mode? I'm just trying to figure out.
Now you're talking, Max. You know what? Can you stop now? Because now I feel like you're making fun.
Fun. I'm being real. Like, I'm being – you know, I like the Usos. I ain't going to lie. Them dudes got rough. I'm being real. Like, I like the Usos.
You like Naomi.
No, I like the Usos, actually. I like Naomi's tight. No, she's tight. But I like the Usos. I like their gimmick. I like how they, you know, like they finish each other's sentences. I like that thing. Like they freestyle.
Okay.
You know, I like John. Right. I like rapping John Cena. So I'm the same person like rapping John Cena. So.
You like rapping John Cena? I was a big fan of rapping John Cena.
Yeah, I don't like this point. I don't like Dr. Doolittle John Cena. I like the rapping John Cena. I think that's
Dr. Doolittle?
Cool. John Cena. That's what I call him. Like
Dr.
Like
Doolittle
Opie.
John Cena, though?
Yeah, he like Opie. I like the rapping dude who used to make fun of people. I like when people get made fun of on wrestling. All right,
well hold on. I'm gonna stop you right there. The Royal Rumble last night, people, hands down, just in my opinion. If you have not seen my review, please go see my review on the Facebook page of Soul and Sports, or you can just go right to my YouTube channel. But sorry, hit the microphone today when I was on air today too. I'm sorry. I get all discombobulated. All right, I'm discombobulated, but my mouse does not move. Okay, and you can't do anything when you need your mouse. It's just what it is. You need your mouse. If you did not know what happened, the man Becky Lynch did win the female Royal Rumble. We played it at the top of the show. Here it is again. Courtesy of WWE.
What's up?
It was actually unreal the way that it was described. One of the biggest happenings of the night was Becky Lynch taking the spot in the Royal Rumble, coming out there. And something that I and as wrestling fans do not get to honestly hear lately, at least in the WWE, and that's a really organic pop from the crowd. When that happened, that it really the roof went off of the place, literally, when Becky Lynch went into the Rumble. Overall, for me, going into my review, I had it flighted as a 4 out of 5. John Cena U.S. titles. No, at the time I had it as the NWO spray painted title by Kevin Nash. And my reasons for my titles, follow the program, you know, why we give our belt grades and what the belts represent, what represents to us in that title. But then I was reading the comments as I was doing the review live on the Facebook channel. And I read a couple of reviews, and that's why I always tell wrestling fans, I disagree with a lot of wrestling fans, first of all, let me just say that. But when wrestling fans even agree or disagree with can make a point, because I'm not blind to listening to opinions. No matter how many times I argue with Wally and them, and if you pose a really good point, the only things I'm probably deaf to is somebody being better than Michael Jordan. Other than that, I'm not deaf to much of anything else. I listen to anything else but that kind of conversation. And so it opened
and
me up, and I thought about it. I'm sorry?
And Manny Pacquiao.
And Manny Pacquiao. I just don't think Manny Pacquiao's Floyd Mayweather, that's all. But other than that, so after reading the comments, and it made me think, a pay-per-view that lasts for 4.5, almost 5 hours, it can't be great. It took all the luster out of it. And also, it made me look at what happened to – how come I didn't get a return of a Bray Wyatt? Okay, maybe Kevin Owens isn't healthy yet, but they advertised him, so he's not heavy enough to come out for the Rumble. How come I can't get some of these injured guys back if you couldn't have signed somebody? Sorry. Say all you want to for Jeff Jarrett being number two, but no, I'm sorry. At this point, they're running out of surprises, so I'm okay with that. Why did I give it a 3 out of 5? I gave it a 3 out of 5 because I'm an African-American wrestling fan who continues to watch wrestling where every single year, if every single week, they do something to discredit us as athletes from this company. I do not and will not ever understand it. So the fact that it took 5 hours, the fact that the black representation of the program continues to get a smack in the face from Naomi to Kofi Kingston to how you treat the almighty Bobby Lashley, which is disrespectful. So he took out Seth Rollins later in the match. So what? The fact that he was in there that short of a period of time, you had No Way Jose, you had Xavier Woods and Bobby Lashley all might have tied the record for the shortest Royal Rumble in one night. And my problem with the whole thing is that Bobby Lashley, who is being set up to be this almighty mastodon of a man, can never get any pops in the Rumble. But yet Braun Strowman does, Roman Reigns does. Mm-hmm. We know the success that Kane always had in the Rumble. Other big guys in the Rumble have always fared very well every single time they perform. Not just once, nice but point. Every time they perform. Okay? So, yes, he had a good Rumble showing, I believe, back in 02, 03. I can't remember the year. I think it was like a Final Five once. But now, when he's being pushed like this, he's your Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion. I just didn't like it. They did their brothers wrong. Titus was done hella dirty. Also, that's from Corey G checking in. And it's just overall. Now, the matches, I thought Daniel Bryant and AJ Styles did not deliver where I wanted to deliver, where we know they can deliver. There's no way I get – and I hate comparison and things, but when I looked at Saturday night and then I say, okay, that's Saturday. Here comes Sunday. I saw a tweet from my man what's his name? Something, Greg Lewis, who said the main roster has a chance to steal the show. Got me even more hype. It's the Royal Rumble. It's the road to WrestleMania. How can you not be hype? Then I see that match and I go, wow. The best match on the card was a match that I felt disrespected for all the tag team wrestling that was there. And that probably was Shane doing the Shooting Star Press. And then the men's Royal Rumble, for what it's worth, was a very good Royal Rumble. The women's Royal Rumble to me didn't deliver very well. It just didn't. Shinsuke beating Rusev makes more rumors happen about his Rusev leaving the company. I just thought for them coming back 3 weeks ago telling us that they were going to change things, the only thing they've changed is that we see them on TV every week. And this is coming from the WWE guy who will go into after this show, will get ready for Monday Night Raw tonight, and be just as hype all over again as I was for the beginning of the Rumble. But when I watched this Rumble, yeah, it gave me the Rumble. It delivered. I got the winners that I wanted, that we predicted. It wasn't a hard prediction. And overall, it was a fairly good show if it was 3 hours. But the fact you gave me a 5-hour show from 7 o'clock to 11:50, and if you watch the pre-show, from 6 o'clock, okay, till 11:53, I'm sorry, I looked at my clock, 11:53, you have to give me more than that. It should have got, I'm talking about it now over again, it should have got maybe a lower than a 3 out of 5, Wally. But I'll bring in my man, Dice Man, who's here, who saw the Royal Rumble. Dice, your thoughts, man, because you heard mine. I had to lay it out, and there it is.
I was upset that, you know, I couldn't be in the Xbox party with you and do what we do, because just trying to entertain a female, and I'm looking at this women's Royal Rumble, and I'm just like,
you missed all the stuff.
Ooh,
I was in a party, actually, with Diggy, the guy we met from W2K. I was in a party with them and his people, so I watched it with somebody until I got tired of it and then turned it off, but, you know, not my people, so I left. But go ahead.
I actually watched a little bit back at my desk at work today as well, because I just didn't want to – I wanted to see if there was things that I might have missed or something that made me – that kind of changed my mind off of initial thoughts on it. And nothing really changed. The more that I watched it, the more I got I got offended. And I'm not – like I posted earlier on your Facebook video, I hate to be that guy because I never look at racism-type things in WWE.
No, you don't.
To see somebody like Kofi, like I'm sitting there watching with my friend, and I'm like, yo, watch this dude when he comes out. He's going to do something crazy. And I'm talking about Kofi, and that was probably the weakest false elimination that Kofi's ever really done.
He actually touched the floor, I thought, on the side, right? Because I think the fan pointed that he touched the floor.
But what I think is his right leg came down onto his left, like his right foot came on his left foot. So technically he did.
Right.
But I was disappointed with that. I was disappointed with, you know, Xavier, the way he got out. And then I'm like, all right, you got Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley came in like, what, 26th or 28th or something like that? Like really late in the match. And
26.
The way he is your Intercontinental Champion. You have built him up. You have got the perfect mouthpiece for him. He has got the perfect, like, egotistical type attitude and moniker about him. And he is probably, I would argue, outside of Brock Lesnar, he is probably the biggest and best agile big man in that company right now. I would put him up against anybody that is that size and that anybody considers a big man, and you just treated him like trash. Like, it made no sense for him to even destroy Seth Rollins, and Seth Rollins was still going to win the match. So when I step back and look, and I'm like, you know what? I have in the sense of the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe, and you have to take that. You have to take that Royal Rumble pay per view and just say, okay, what's next? Forget what we just saw. Set me up for what's next, because I think it was last year around this time. Maybe it was the Elimination Chamber where we weren't too particularly happy, but we understood it was for a bigger plan, and that's what you got. But I felt like this pay per view left way too many questions and not enough answers, so it just seemed very very copy paste, a lot of misdirection. It felt like Vince probably threw a couple BS ideas out like a half an hour before the show. I mean, the Nia Jax thing was very entertaining. You know, I'm a Nia Jax fan, but to see Randy Orton, we haven't seen Randy Orton.
I did like that part.
RKO since
right.
Stephanie.
Just
him,
the fact they all the fact they all went after her, though. That was the funny. Oh, you want to be here? You want to hit people? Okay, we're going to hit you back, right? Nobody punched her, but they did everything else to her. I thought that was cool, too. I did. Somebody pegged the runner and said, oh, first female. And then I think Michael Cole fixed it real fast. Like, nah, we did have Chyna. We did have Beth Phoenix. And we did have Karma participating.
Yeah.
So it's not the first time that a female, as you refer to them as a female, was in the Royal Rumble. So for that, I thought it was really, really good overall. But just not overall, but what you're saying was good to happen in that part
the
with Nia.
The female Rumble was very disappointing.
I thought it was trash. I thought it was
I thought the winner
they took too many rests. I saw them resting too much.
So much. I mean, Lacey Evans, I am completely sold on her. Watching her stand across from Charlotte, they are literally the same person. If she can hone in on her technicality of wrestling, she could really give Charlotte a run for her money. They both have long legs. They're both very agile. I saw a couple slip-ups from her, but, I mean, it's normal. That's probably her first big, you know, arena. She's been confined to NXT. So
her making her debut at the Rumble is big. So that means there's a lot they think for her for that to have happened, to be honest. I think that was pretty damn telling of that happening, and I like that an awful lot, to be honest. 347-637-3859. What would you give it overall to Greg? Like I said, I know I'm going to watch Raw tonight. I'm going to be excited for Raw tonight. However, you know, last night they left a lot on the table.
I'm going to give it real quick. The Ninja Warrior chick, she was very impressive, but she reminded me of a white female Kofi Kingston. She was doing really good stuff. She had really good spots. But
that chick is
like,
a genius.
I don't think.
Did you not see her do the pole vault move?
I don't think that she's much more than what she presented. I don't see her going very far. as far as a women's champion. She could probably be like a tag champ, but I don't see her being like taken seriously as somebody they can really get the machine behind and push. Well, not even the machine behind, but just even a transitional champion. I just think she's like, you know, just kind of a flip show. But what she did was very impressive. She has a lot of endurance. And I just wanted to point that out because I was really impressed with that. As far
real fast,
as my grade,
what do you think about the people who did debut? So the Lacey and Aleister Black. Do you think any of these guys come up? Because Aleister Black wasn't advertised. Do you think we see Aleister Black on Raw or SmackDown, or that just was what it was for the Rumble? You think?
I think they did that last year as well. Like we saw some NXT guys come in there, but they didn't come. Like they didn't show up on the main shows the next time. But I think I think they throwing those guys in there is a sign that they probably are next up. I don't think Johnny Takeover is next up. I think Aleister gets the call before him, and he's ready. He's ready. The way he tussled with the main guys, I thought that was really good, and I really thought that Pete Dunne was really good as man. He's just so good.
He is really good, although I don't watch NXT. Yeah.
I don't either, but the way he sells his attacks with, you know, the manipulation of the fingers and, the people, they make it so believable.
NXT,
I like that. I like that a lot. But it had good moments, but like you said, it was too long. So you couldn't really – it was maybe a ooh-ah moment every 15 to 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like, you know, what I expected, but I'm not – that doesn't change my view on the product. It's just like, okay, if that's the way we're kicking off WrestleMania season, then it can go nowhere but up. It has to go. It has
Let me get your grade.
Up. It can't go – anyway. My grade is going to be, I'm going to give it 2.5 Mick Foley first championship runs, only because it's, you know, it's let's see what happens now. I never believed Mick Foley as a champion, so, you know, it was just like, let's see what happens now. So, because you can only go up. Mick Foley's probably like the most least believable champion I've seen.
The best part about the Rumble
fan.
Was NXT Heat announcement at halftime of the Super Bowl next week. That was the best part of the Royal Rumble was NXT Heat at the halftime show for WrestleMania for the Super Bowl next week. But time is getting short here. Want to bring, I think, this better be. Is that you, J. Chris?
It is I. him. What's going on, guys?
Go Philly. Go, oh, my God, I just lost my – I spent my last bit of energy on you to bring you on air. And I'm trying to get off the air, guys, because my – every single battery I pull out that are in the wall charging is not working. I think I'm the only person that believes when you buy electronics, they're supposed to last forever. I do. I think I get really mad when my electronics stop working. I do. Why? That's my, it's always like, what are you doing? I treat you well. You know, I plug you in. You know, I'm not cleaning you off. I'm not a child. My stuff ain't dirty. Like, I touch my kid's laptop. It's like, I don't even want to touch it. Like, what do you do with this thing? How do you even touch these keys and not, like, you eat? I mean, before you eat, this is just disgusting. But AD to the Lakers, we talked about. We talked about the Pro Bowl, everything else. Did you see the Royal Rumble last night?
No, man. You know, that's one of my favorite ones. That's one of the ones I actually try to check in on, and I didn't get to see. I saw the results of the two Rumble matches, but I did not see any of the Rumble. I did see the new Brock Lesnar meme, though. Saw that going around.
It's that one.
Say again?
They had a Brock Lesnar meme? Which one is this one?
When Brock had him in the arm lock and the face that he made. They're creating memes off of that face, that crazy face that he made, that crazy.
Oh, the wide eye thing. Yeah, I did see that, the wide eye thing.
All right, well, here, guys, let's check this out. Best and worst of the weekend. You know the words? Sing along. History repeats itself. You're the best. around. Never ever get you down, you're the best stupid idiot. Never ever get you down, stupid idiot. You just made the list. Best and worst of the weekend. For myself, guys, I got to sit here and say right now, the best of the weekend by far was Black Panther's win at the SAG Awards last night, people. I'm sorry. For someone like myself who loves Black Panther, who does think it is getting way too much exposure, for some of the wrong reasons, and I'm all about black excellence, but this one is a well-deserved award. It was very well acted. There's nothing to me more fitting than a SAG award in the world of acting. This is not fans voting. This is not a stuffy group of old people voting on an Oscar award. This is flat out your peers saying you were the best. And for the act, for these guys to get this award for the being the best actors in a movie this past year speaks a lot. And it was a comic book film. Worst of the weekend, I got to be honest, it has to be the disappointment for me from the Royal Rumble. And this is coming from me. I had to use Dice Man's words here and say, I hate to be that guy. I'm the guy that's always positive about wrestling. You guys know this, and I'm positive about tonight. But the worst of the weekend was the Royal Rumble. Daniel Bryan did not deliver. The Women's Royal Rumble did not deliver. No surprises had to deliver. And I stayed up and watched a wrestling event for 5 hours. Never should a pay-per-view be 5 hours long, WWE. Keep that in mind. Did you not learn your lesson from WrestleMania 20 when it had the all-day event? And I ordered that pay-per-view, the all 24/7 of WrestleMania. And me, Wise Shabazz, when we call Wise, and my other man, Tom, I'm not going to say his real name on air, but passed out watching the damn thing. So there you have it. Best and worst of the weekend, J. Chris.
Best of the weekend would have to be the fact that the Pro Bowl is over, of which I saw not 1 second of coverage outside of the pictures that you posted, Mike. The worst of the weekend would probably have to be my job. Yeah, I said it. That's about it.
Best and worst of the weekend, Dice Man.
Oh, man, I got two best of the weekend. First, you back on WWE 2K19. We've been on it real heavy. But I missed playing with you, so that was really fun. And the other best is I'm glad that Jason Garrett had the best players in the NFC, and he still can't coach. Like, get him out. Man, he's done. Get him out. I'm sick of him. Just stop it. The worst had to have been my disappointment with the Royal Rumble. I came with so much excitement, ready for it. I cooked burgers and fries and had me a nice drink to go with it, and I felt like I wasted a whole meal on that pay-per-view. So I'm a little disappointed, but that's what it is. But I'm very excited to see what they do and where it goes from here tonight. So that's all I can hope for. I mean, it's done. It's over with. Nothing's going to change for me being disappointed. So scratch that. Let's get ready for, you know, Elimination Chamber in WrestleMania.
There you have it, people. Listen, Wally, wow, best and worst of the weekend.
Yeah, I mentioned it before, but though my man Gary Antoine Russell on the PBC on Fox, he knocked out Roberto Almazan. Second round.
You interviewed him a while back, right?
Yeah. The whole Russell clan. Antoine, Antoine's one of the more intelligent young dudes you're going to meet in life. But yeah, big ups to him and to getting that exposure. Also, my worst of the weekend, I mentioned it before too, like Keith Thurman, you got to step up, man. I don't care if you had a nice slugfest, you got to step up. You can't have that type of effort against Lopez and think you're ready for the big time. Ready to fight Manny Pacquiao, ready to fight Spence, ready to fight Bud Crawford. You gotta be ready. Take another tune-up fight, bro.
And think, people, he still thinks Manny Pacquiao is better than Bud Crawford. Listen, guys, we're going to get up out of here. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. We out of here, y'all. Peace.
Talented. Straight cash, homie. This is the Soulin' Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sets up.
If you're not down with that,